My advice to bands who are starting off is to not pay any mind to trying to make your music in order to please a record label, please a radio boss. You're very much in danger of making music to order then. Whether you like my band or not, right? What I'm doing's really out of fashion. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it couldn't be more out of fashion in terms of what's in with labels and in London. But I'm doing well with it because I make it good, so I like it. And I know there's other people who like it. And I take care of my Twitter hustle and all that thing. And I take care of that side of things so that I've got a power, not power base, that's the wrong word, but I've got a vibe in North from Sheffield. So I go to Manchester, play a good massive gig, Liverpool, Nottingham. So like, I'd just say, do stuff irrespective of trends or what's, just make good music that you think's right good and hopefully the rest will take care of itself and don't try and, I know bands who spend more man hours trying to get noticed and signed than they do in studio. Make your music.
You mentioned labels there. You know, I can see from what you're saying there that they're not the be-all and end-all. You don't have to get a label. Because you think if you get a label who's going to support you, to feel that you lose something in a sense of your artistic freedom and where kind of your roots are where you come from, where you started from.
I'm lucky in so much as label that I am on now is Cooking Vinyl, who are great. They just leave me to get on with it. And Wall of Sound previous to that were good. But the other thing with that is they're both indie labels. But these day and age, you don't need a label. What you need is a decent amount of people on Twitter who are watching what you're saying all the time and watching what you do all the time. And you need some mechanism to distribute it. So you can use Pledge. We kind of, even though we've got a label, still like did as pre-orders with Pledge and that. Great, man. It's straight to man. Record industry's collapsed. Don't forget, this industry's collapsed. Literally. You're selling CDs, 15 quid. Now no one buys CDs. It's like being a bike shop and they ban bicycles. What are you going to sell? T-shirts. That's where we're left with. People don't buy records. So the whole industry's collapsed. So just go straight to fan. You make music, people want to listen to it. Bosh, you don't need all them people in between. Or if you do, they'll get it and they'll get with program and they'll just merely enable you to do it better, to sell your stuff to direct to your fan better. It's all Cooking Vinyl. They just facilitate us being able to engage with people who like us music and it's all going swimmingly, you know what I mean?
We were talking before this, how music from back in the day, like The Clash, The Pistols, stuff like that, is so relevant today because it had a place for it in society and stuff like that. Mm. And people could go down to Radio 1 and put the demo in the door and people like John Peel, Lamac, Kershaw would listen to it. Yeah. Now, do you think it is all about the internet? And you say, you know, Twitter, you keep fully on Twitter, keeping people update. I know it is very important in the internet now. Do you embrace that in a sense of, are you glad that it's there now? Or would you rather it be like it was back in the 70s where people had to be seen and word of mouth and stuff like that?
I like it. I'm like a rat in rubble. Recording industry's collapsed and I'm kind of enjoying it. Bands out there should get out of their head. The notion that they can send off a CD or a tape and someone at radio will hear it and play it. Don't work like that no more. All they care about is whether you appeal to their target demographic and whether you've got enough followers on Twitter. So is what I'm saying. Ignore them. Ignore them. Let them come to your party. Get yourself into such a position where they have to play you. Don't like beg them. Why should you go cap in hand from York or Leeds or Hull or Beverley or Sheffield or Barnsley? Why should you go cap in hand to London begging idiots? No way, man. Do it yourself. There's enough for us up here. Play a gig, get all your followers on Twitter. Like his music, love his music, hate it, whatever. Ed Sheeran played 290 gigs in a year. He emailed every single person that came to every gig. Next year, he did the same again. There were twice as many people there. Third year, Radio 1 had to play his music with that many people into it. Well, now, whether you like his music or not, that's to be admired, isn't it? He writes it himself, plays it on a guitar. I think that's the model, man. Do you think Radio 1 wanted to play a ginger kid from Norfolk? They didn't want to play him for years, man. Didn't want to play him for years. He forced the agenda. Not by gonna beg him. Not by taking his cap to London and be like, please play me record, I'm dead good. By just being determined, doing it. Let's say worst case scenario, you do this, you've got loads of people into your music, right, to a point where you can earn a living. Radio still don't play you. You're bothered, really. You're well known anyway. I earn a living, I ain't been playing on radio for ages. It's irrelevant. You don't need the approval of, like, temporary kid at Enemy who's, like, writing it in his lunch hour. I don't need to seek his approval. What does his opinion matter to me? The only thing that matters is your music good? Yeah. Are you good live? Yeah. People are going to get into you, aren't they? Get one of you to, or someone who's good at doing Twitter. Unfortunately, you've got to be, it's a shame that you've got to be both I was saying this earlier, but you've got to be both a good musician and a bit of a marketing thing, which is a crying shame, isn't it? Because talking to Joe Strummer, he never had to tweet, did he? But unfortunately, you do, or someone does on your behalf, but bit of a reality, it's a reality check, isn't it? But whatever, you know, I like it. I think there's a chance for someone to do something really cool these days.
Is there any songs that, apart from your own, that you wish you'd written? If there's one, you could look back maybe one of your favourite tunes and think, God, I wish I'd have written that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what an amazing question. Great question.
You can only have one, John, here. Only I know that you're a big Clash fan and Marley fan and stuff like that, but is there one that you think, not even because it did well, maybe because you look at it as a piece of body of work and go, no, that is the Don?
Right at this very moment in time, my answer would change every 5 seconds. Rain by Beatles. Because it's just gobbledygook, but it just perfectly sums up like a period of time, and it's just a wonderful song, and it's total nonsense and simplicity as well. About these tunes with this young band I've been helping out, and this older fella, and he's like, it'll never be successful, that song. He's listening to their song after they've done it, and he's like, never be successful. And I'm like, why won't it? He's like, it's only got 3 chords. I'm like,
and they're literally the punk song that's ever been.
Listen, mate, some of the greatest songs in the history of mankind, and Rain, just for its pure simplicity, it's beautiful.
Well, you've got guitar in your hand, just sat on counter, let's have it, shall we? We're going to play us.
Seeing as we're here, we might as well. I'll play a new one if you like. A few people have heard this, but not many. It's called The Gun. I've just been recording it in studio recently. It's got a brass band on it. And it's Rob from Dumbo. There's a bit in the middle of Dumbo called Pink Elephants on Parade, right, when it goes dead weird. And I've nicked it off that a bit. But wrote a song with it. So yeah, it's called The Gun. Tonight, Tony, she'd be probably staying in a answer of ice. Was it the warm of a hand on the cold of a gun? The lick of the clip disturbed the air tonight. June was wed to Steve, planned to get rid of him, they claimed. It's clear the jury think the doubt is minimal, she's to blame. Was it some passionate crime, a rush to the head, or did she plot to shoot him down in flames? 'Cause I've killed Kennedys, kings and czars. I did for Lenin, did for Hitler, did for Lee Oswald. And if your number's up, I don't care who you are. In my bang, bang, bangs are coming. How you get running? Get his shoes on his inheritance, he conspired to plan his grand would soon get her deliverance. It transpires, the place in his hand on the gun will empty the funds he plans to run to Timbuktu tonight. 'Cause I've killed Kennedy's kings and czars, I did for Gandhi, did for Hitler, did for Lee Oswald. And if your number's up, I don't care who you are, in my bang, bang, bang. You get running. The sun that sets may also scorch. I'm the weapon of choice for those with vengeful thoughts. And the Sundance Kid may end, of course. It was P. Who else could it be who blasted him in Cassidy? Yes, we recorded it with a brass band last week, but there's a scene in Live and Let Die, James Bond, where they're like at a funeral in New Orleans and they've got like a brass band walking down the street. So I've done it right slow, like Dumbo, and like right New Orleans funeral. It sounds really like weird, nice. I love it. Yeah. So
when you're gigging on that, we've touched upon it earlier on, there doesn't seem to be like a barrier between you and the fans in a sense of, yeah, there is a barrier for security purposes, but there isn't one because man of the people and stuff like that. You do the gigs in the car park and you've done the 32 house gigs. Mm. Is that really important to you, do you think, and to keep you grounded doing stuff like that?
I would never say to someone on Twitter anything I wouldn't say to them in real life. I'm not afraid to walk amongst, like there's this weird thing between in music that sort of maybe 80s with the zenith of it, like this removal between musician, what are they going to do to you? What's worst they can do to you, really? All right, there's probably some horrible things they can do to you, but equally, could happen to you or to you when you walk down the street.